The proposed expansion of the New Acland coal mine has at times been mired by political controversy, with the local group, the Oakey Coal Action Alliance, saying it's disappointed with the way both sides of Queensland politics have handled the situation. The current ALP government has issued an environmental authority for the Acland Stage 3 expansion to proceed. It's something the Alliance says it wants to stop. Its president, Frank Ashman, says they won't tolerate what they call destruction of prime ag land, and they're taking it to the Queensland Land Court.
Well, the basis is that what has been proposed by New Hope Coal or New Acland Coal is the expansion of a coal mine, a Stage 3 coal mine here in the Brymaroo Acland area. Now, the basis is that the coal mine in its Stage 3 form is likely to impact on groundwater. It's likely to destroy beautiful, pristine cropping lands, and the general problem relative to community health by way of airborne contaminants, etc., is the basis for it. We just don't understand, nor do we comprehend, why there should be an expansion of this type going on in Australia when all the results are on the ground that coal is diminishing in popularity and in favour. The coal mines are not making any money out of it. This particular coal mine, as it turns out, they're not paying the appropriate amount of royalties to the state or to us taxpayers. So it's just a retrograde step, and it just doesn't seem to have any common sense, nor does it bear any normality under the current situation with coal.
Playing devil's advocate just for a second, and supposing you do win, putting an end to the expansion may well put a premature end to the mine's life, and that might equal jobs, say between 300 and 400 jobs, which cost the community. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I would say negative to that. If the mine packed up and moved away tomorrow, we're told that there's 300 odd jobs. I doubt that that is the truth. But apart from that, jobs, jobs, jobs is the cry of the nation at the moment. And if this particular company packed up and went somewhere else or closed down, those men and women that are working in that mine, they're very, very well skilled, very well set and very well placed for work in this district. We've got the second range crossing coming up in Toowoomba. There's a precinct going on at Wellcamp Airport at the moment. It's just gung-ho. There's work all over the place in this particular district at the moment, so I don't see that as being a major issue. And if we do go back to stage one, before this mine arrived here 13, 14 years ago, there was good unemployment. The district was good. It was healthy. Physically, the mine has taken jobs. They're not providing.
Frank Ashman, the president of the Alliance and a Brymaroo beef producer. He claims that 1,300 hectares of strategic cropping land will be destroyed by the mine's expansion, and it's why they're forging ahead with their legal challenge.
We're a representative of concerned citizens and farmers and graziers in this district, and we represent a lot of people. Now, the aspirations are that we will win this case, and there's a very, very strong spirit currently going on, and representing ourselves or representing our situation via a very good group of people that is called Environmental Defenders Office. They're taking us into the court, and we're very, very hopeful that something good will come from it for everybody. And it appears that we've got pretty much until this coming Monday for everything to be presented to the Land Court, and then apparently it's going to kick off within about a month after there. So it's all about to happen.